Welcome to This Might Be The News. I am your host, Sophie, which is probably a bit of a surprise to you. Rory's unavailable, so I've gone rogue. And this week, I'm joined by my friend, Christine.
Hey.
And her husband, Linda.
Hi.
Hi, Linda. How are you feeling about coming on?
A little nervous. First time, long time listener, first time appearance, but feeling good.
Now, your voice comes up.
Are you... Do you want to explain why...
Okay, let me explain this. So I've brought my husband on to the podcast. He is not usually a podcast, type to do these.
Participant.
He's very much a listener. You're very much a podcast listener.
Supporting the wife.
Yep.
His name isn't Linda. He's using a pseudonym because he's... is it because...
It's mysterious because he's mysterious.
I don't know
you
why.
Don't want to be tracked... Anyways, for various reasons, he's decided to use a pseudonym, and it's Linda because when he was little, according to his sisters, he wanted to be called Linda.
Which I think is fair.
But he has no recollection of that. He vehemently denies it.
This is a lie. I don't remember this at all.
Guys, yeah. I don't want this to be a counselling session for both of you. Well, so I don't want you bickering between, you know, at the end of the day, you're called Linda, everyone's very supportive. Mm-hmm. I'm supportive.
Hit the table, sorry. Yeah, no, it's fine. I just wanted to explain why Linda. That was the only name I could think of just now. Cause...
Okay, well, welcome, Linda.
Thank you.
And I think one of the reasons I've particularly asked for Linda to come on the podcast is because Linda is pretty informed. So let's start the podcast with what we always start it with.
Linda knows a lot, yeah.
The facts.
Facts.
So this week, big week, and there's been something specific that's happened this week with a little person whose name I actually struggle saying and accidentally keep calling him King John. His name isn't King John, but what is his name, Linda?
Kim Jong-il or Un.
Kim Jong-un, son of Kim...
Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un?
Un.
Okay.
Son of Kim Jong... Ill.
Do they do their names the other way around though? So is his name Un? What's his first name?
Kimmy. I think
Kim Jong means dear leader from what I can gather.
So his name's Un.
Un. Should we just call him Un for short? Because I think Un. I'm going to struggle.
That's going to be easier.
Un's, I would say, this is just me, amateur. Un is quite hard to say. I would just keep
is it better Kim. Saying Kim, but what am I, if we're trying to decipher between Kim Jong Il or Kim Jong Un?
KGI or KGU?
Or is it KJU?
KJU.
I'm going to go with KJU.
KJU. Anyway, what's happened, Linda?
So, KJU, son of KJI.
Yep.
He has been very busy for such a small peninsula, the small Korean peninsula, and they're near the northern half of it. He's got busy with his little nuclear weapons program.
Ooh, his cheeky little nuclear weapons program.
Yeah, he keeps it tucked away, but likes to get out every now and then and show what he's been up to. And he's had a little bit of a little test of a rocket.
Ooh, a little rocket.
Yeah, he's got a few rockets and he's likes to...
Not like a lolly, though.
Nope, not like a rocket lollipop.
But isn't he always doing this? No offence. He's quite frequently just shooting off little rockets in the direction of...
Yeah, most of them are shit, though.
Oh, so he got a good rocket.
He's got a good rocket now.
Okay. So what's happened this week then? He's released a rocket.
So he does quite a lot. You're right, he does do quite a lot of rocket tests. And he usually does them when someone says something mean about him.
Like what?
So...
What have they said? What have they said? What about KJL?
someone, I think, didn't Mad Dog Mattis, the new Defence Secretary for the United States, didn't he say something about...
Is he still the Defence Secretary, by the way?
Yeah, so the guy who resigned, it was the Special Advisor, Security Council Advisor.
Oh my God, already there's like lots
we're
of words.
We're knee-deep in facts right now.
Sorry.
I'm like, let's just stick with the goss with what's happened with
Colonel Flynn resigned because he had links to Russia. Mad Dog Mattis, former Marine.
I mean, did he give himself that name? That's
I hope so. But it's good, it stuck, so he did well.
What would you give your name, Linda?
Linda, it would be his name.
No, but you, like Mad Dog Linda or like...
Loose Linda.
Head of Defence.
It's just really loose. He fires... If someone says something mean about him, he fires off a rocket. And this, I think Mad Dog Mattis will slag him off saying, look, basically, don't mess around North Korea because we will come at you with everything we got. That's a paraphrase. But he did actually say something relatively similar.
Oh, really?
To that. But yeah. So, so North Korea fired a missile, basically.
And all because of Mad Dog?
Probably. Yeah.
Wow. He's a bit paranoid, isn't he, old Un? I'm going to have to call him Un.
He's super paranoid. Didn't he get gout once? He eats too much cheese, apparently. This is true.
Who doesn't?
He's got a little limp, yeah. He limps along.
Is that because of his gout?
I think so. Yeah, that's the theory. He's got gout.
I wonder what cheese he goes for.
I'm trying that's to think. Dumb, I'm yeah? trying. No, I'm trying
There's
to think
so
of
many
a pun.
With
an
Come on.
But with an urn in it. Got nothing. Cameron I'm usually Bear. Really strong at puns. No.
The pressure's taken you down.
Well.
You failed me there.
No.
I'm going to send a rocket at you. Sorry. Okay, so.
To be honest, the rage I feel right now, I would fire a rocket, so I can kind of empathise with him now.
So Un's fired this missile.
Yeah, and it wasn't shit. So usually his missiles are totally shit, and they either misfire and like go to the wrong place, or they like peter out, land in the sea. But this one worked, and this one was made slightly differently. So it's made of solid fuel rather than liquid fuel.
What's that like, poo?
I don't actually know. maybe.
Solid,
just really solid fuel, backed up. He's been eating a lot of fried chicken, a lot of bread.
Loves that cheese.
He loves that cheese.
And he's just pooed his way to a nuclear missile.
The rocket's got gout.
So when you say it worked, what do you mean by that? It killed people or it...
So they've got lots of scientists who are paid to watch when these rockets launch. And they watched it and it did really well.
As in, it went really far.
Went really far and did what it was meant to do. So
I read somewhere, I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong here, that it basically went so far that it meant that North Korea could send a missile to the US if they wanted to, or was getting closer to that aim, which is what the aim is, and that's why the US are so worried.
Yeah, so previously the only people had to be worried was like South Korea because they just had to get, you know, over the border.
Mm. Wait, how do you test that? So in my mind, like if you're going to do a practice rocket launch to the US... There's not a lot of space for that. You just have to launch it to the US. How do they? How
does it
do they
go
know?
In the air or in the sea?
It
or
plonks in the sea somewhere.
Or like, it navigates itself on its own to the US or wherever it's going
to
go.
Well, this is why it's quite difficult to build a rocket. It's not easy. That's why the phrase "it's not rocket science."
Very good okay. point, Linda. Very good point.
But this isn't a rocket though. This is a missile. That's different. Missile science.
Yeah, but what do rockets? What do rockets?
Oh God, I'm sorry, listeners. We're getting ourselves back into a little bit of a marital twist here.
How do you power a missile?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a missile scientist.
Right. Okay.
So then you're saying there's somebody there, employed full time, to just basically be like. To judge it, like as if
imagine
it's like,
that was you,
as it's if like, it's like Dancing with the Stars. It's like, oh, that was a beautiful rocket. I'm gonna give that one a 10.
Round of applause.
Did everything it was supposed to do? You didn't miss a single step.
That is essentially what's happened, though.
Like a Craig Revel Hall.
Yeah.
How do you get that call? Like, we know you know what makes a good rocket launch. Can you come and be on our team?
Who's the really hard judge on? I don't watch it. Who's the really hard judge?
It's the darling one, isn't it? Is that Craig Revel Hall? I think it's Craig Revel Hall.
Because it's a really nice one. Who's
Len.
Lenny.
He'd be a nightmare on myself. I
loved the way it went up.
Yeah, it was graceful. I mean, it didn't get quite where we wanted it to get, but I just love the way that you...
And
it,
you attached
the
streamers? I thought that was a beautiful little touch. A little bit of sparkles.
The squid seemed to respond. What's interesting, though, is that this has gone off. Big news. But... Funnily enough, I don't know how long after, what's gone, there's been, can you tell us, Christine, what's happened?
Is it the assassination?
Yeah, I mean, God.
Someone got assassinated.
Yeah, who?
Is it the older brother?
Yeah.
Oh boy, trouble.
It's the older brother who should have actually been next in line after Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
However, because he got a fake Japanese passport so he could go to Disneyland in 2000 and something, he actually was told that he was too westernised and wasn't allowed to... So he got extradited to South Korea.
What rise do you reckon he went on?
All of them.
All of them.
If you got the day and you had to spend all your money to get a passport, you're not gonna do you know, you're not going to miss out on any ride.
Gave up the leadership of a country to go to Disneyland.
The most magical place on Earth. The happiest place on Earth.
And he could have made North Korea the most magical place on Earth, couldn't he?
They've got a water park in Pyongyang, haven't they?
How you say that word? Yeah. I've been reading that word. Say it for me.
Pyongyang.
I don't want to be offensive. No one wants to be offensive, but I really do struggle with these words.
Well, even South Koreans struggle with those words. Apparently, they've been separated so long, they've got the languages have separated, and there's two dialects now. So even like South, if they reunify,
that.
You're talking about like your marriage and the dialects of your marriage.
I'm talking about having to learn words like Waitrose and Sainsbury's. And that's hard. Holborn. How do you say it? I can never do it.
Holborn.
Holborn doesn't feel right.
Yeah, you were doing good though there.
Holborn.
Not Holborn.
Anyways, this is my cross to bear and I gladly do it. I know what I got myself into now. Waitrose.
Do you know what was funny, actually, when I was looking through some of the things? Because, listeners, I have done slightly more research than usual. But I was looking at some pictures, naughty pictures that someone took, not in a sexual way. Naughty pictures as in you're not meant to take pictures when you're in North Korea. And someone had managed to sneak out a memory stick of pictures. Everyone is really skinny. The only person that's fat is Kim Jong-un. And it's obviously because he's eating this cheese, but he's obviously eating for the nation. Because to the point where, if you look at a picture of him, he's got a lot of face and his features are all very centred, but they've all sort of fallen into the middle.
It's not a very slimming haircut as well. It's very kind of accentuates. He's gone quite like high fade.
Yeah. What do you think he's going for there, though?
I don't know. I really don't know. He's like, because it can't be.
Maybe it's just he needs the breeze on the side of his head.
He's just got so much face.
He does have.
I found out a fact that it's rumored that he had plastic surgery on his face to look more like his uncle, his grandfather. Sorry, Kim Il Sung.
Well done.
Thank you. I've written that down. Do you believe it?
I
yeah, 100% believe it. I heard. This is a rumour.
Who from?
Some goss.
Who from? What's your source?
Can't say.
Okay. On the rumour mill / the grapevine.
I've heard, you know, on the tube. I heard that he has like a team of people who go around, because like obviously North Korea persona non grata on the international stage, and you're not meant to trade with them. There's lots of trade embargoes, so they can't do, no one can like trade with them. So he has like a team of people that go around like getting him stuff, because obviously they can't import anything.
Well, like what he wants, so like
does.
I want a dib dab.
Yeah, but it's like mental stuff, like pinball machines and like golden AK-47s, and so it's like a team that goes out and they exchange gold bullion, and they just fill these ISO containers, like shipping containers, with like stuff, and they like ship it back. So he must be going like just getting like loads of cheese and stuff.
Do they not have a website like that in the UK called like Rabbit, where you basically someone gets to come to your house and you're like, oh, I need some ironing done.
Yeah.
Task Rabbit.
It's basically like he's got his own Task Rabbit.
He's got the world's best Task Rabbit.
But like a dark web Task Rabbit.
Task web dark rabbit. Dark
the dark rabbit.
Yeah.
So you've got your own dark rabbit suddenly. Both of you.
Whoa.
What are you getting? And no holds barred.
No holds barred, dark rabbit. This is not a conversation you have in front of your wife, is it?
Oh. Well, I was going to say, like,
Linda,
a horse.
What are you getting?
A horse?
Yeah, but
Linda
quite
just wants prostitutes. Lots of prostitutes.
Well, just shoved it in a shipping container. That's really dark.
Awful.
It is dark rabbit. So.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean, the
people. Sure.
Well, it's. I don't know how you would go about buying a horse, so it would just be helpful to have somebody do it for you.
I'm pretty sure that's already how they traffic.
What people?
On
yeah,
the dark
I think
web.
So. No, not through the internet.
I mean, the dark. What
in
are
a
we
shipping
calling
container.
It?
The dark rabbit.
I think you need dark rabbit to do that.
I think
a horse.
I don't like where this is going.
It's gone darker than we all anticipated.
It was dark rabbit, so
it is dark rabbit. But you got a horse, mate. You got the horse.
Well, that's not actually what I want. That was just the first thing that came to my head. But if I have time to think about it, I'm sure I can come with a better answer.
Can you just give me like a rough idea, right? So he already, you can see that. Oh, it really feels very much like. I mean, he's sort of said yes to this rocket
Wait, can we go back to the assassination thing?
Because we haven't even covered that.
Well, but this is what's amazing to me. You never hear about assassinations anymore. That feels like a thing of the past. And if I'm honest with you, and I don't know if I should say this, I was a little bit relieved because I felt like, yes, there are still assassins out there. Maybe that could help us with the Trump presidency.
Oh, no, don't. My I think, God. No, but you know, but you say this, I think everyone's thinking it. When is he going to get assassinated?
Well, and it just feels like, you know. Anyways.
How would you do it?
No, but do you want what's interesting? So let's get back to the actual facts of this.
All right.
So his brother, name Linda?
Kim Jong Un.
Kim Jong.
Yeah.
What is that? I've forgotten.
Something else.
It was with an I? No.
No.
That was his dad.
At da
Oh,
No.
Jong Un. It was. It was like
and, Yeah.
It had two consonants together that were hard.
So his half brother. Was assassinated at Kuala Lumpur, my favourite sounding airport, by potentially a woman.
Girls.
Yeah, two girls who sprayed something in his face, and then he went down. And there's a picture of him on the web, looking, yeah, like what's flopped on a chair, and then he died on the way to hospital. But she had LOL on her top.
Oh yeah, I saw that, and it's gone. It's like for sale on the internet now. Yeah,
is it genuinely? For sale?
No.
Yeah, you can buy it on the internet. Like it's going out. Like the sales are going through the roof for that top now.
You never suspected it, would you? You never suspected it. That was going to be.
LOL.
How ironic! LOL. Almost like YOLO should have been there.
Didn't she spray? Was it a spray? She's a spray.
Yeah, some sort of spray.
But... LOL.
She just whispered. I love the
what
idea.
What was the poison? What was it?
I don't know.
Autopsy results. Pending.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're pending. I love it.
So it's just a spray. She didn't even need a gun. She didn't need any of that classic assassin.
I think there was a couple of people involved. Weaponry. They talked a lot about men that were involved, but it seemed
that's
like
kind of scary. I don't like the idea that it's just one spray can okay, bring you down.
Breath mint. Oh, it's all.
Yeah.
Or nicotine.
But that's what I mean. You think assassination, you think, oh, it's going to be a gun. Not necessarily a gun.
Yeah, you think,
there are so many different ways to kill people nowadays.
Because there was that, like there that. Was that North Korean diplomat like who was arrested with the pen. He had like a sort of pen with an injection device.
Oh, that was my news God. This is stressful.
So pens, breath mints.
Can't trust anything. Like a flower
I feel
pot
like,
will do
guys,
it.
Guys, stop. We are at this point, we are only giving people ideas.
How do you do Trump? Come on.
Ew.
Okay, that first. Again, then guys, both questions. Both questions.
No, not answering this again. We already talked about it.
I want to answer the both questions.
How would I can't say that. I might lose
no,
my
no, also, like, if he
shit.
Was listening, God forbid. It's like, I'm pretty well, sure. Wait,
that, would boost, also, that would boost your ratings.
Can
come
I
on.
Just say a little shout out to our American listeners? We've obviously, for you guys, brought on Christine
hi.
From America. Yeah. Where are you from in America?
California.
So. All you Californians out there, I'm sorry, I'm kind of, am I taking the piss now?
No, you're like no. Totally speaking their language.
Yeah, like I've got my rollerblades on and my vest top and I just want to give you a shout out and say, skate away. Don't worry about Trump.
Sick, brah. Cool.
Sick, brah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to do that because I know that Rory probably wouldn't let me do that if he was here.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. I killed him with a pen.
He's on vacation.
What else is a bit fishy? So he's now killed his half brother who went to Disneyland, wasn't allowed to be king.
Why did they kill him? What was he? I mean, he seemed harmless. If all he wanted out of life was Disneyland, why was he a threat?
It was alleged that he was starting up a government, another government.
Oh, shit.
I mean, obviously, he ain't gonna like that, is he, Ern?
Maybe he just saw him in the castle in Disneyland and got a bit worried. He's just there in his little...
A fight scene between the half-brother and King John and ran one of the Fairyland castles of Disneyland.
Yeah, they're just like fighting on the ramparts.
They're so fat, though. I don't know how they fight.
They are quite fat, yeah.
It's all just wrestling.
But everyone else in North Korea
is skinny. Yeah.
I can't stress that enough.
We're not going to get through it.
It's the point where it's silly.
We know why, but it's really sad.
Did you hear about the thing where they were floating over chocolate pudding on helium balloons?
Oh, yeah. No, it was chocolates from South Korea, special chocolates.
Yeah, there's this like contraband pudding or biscuit.
No, it was just a chocolate bar.
A chocolate bar.
Yeah.
And they were floating them over on helium balloons.
Yeah, South Korea are floating them into North Korea.
Fair play.
Yeah.
But they ban everything. Like, actually, do you know what? Kim Jong-un, and you can tell from how big he is, did lift the ban on hamburgers, fries and pizza, which, mucho respect for that.
Yes.
Mucho respect for that.
Not all bad.
Not all bad. And I think that's the problem. He might have, this is another thing that I found out, he has killed his uncle. He got executed by firearm squad. Yeah. Not as cool.
Not just a firearm squad, like a
an anti-aircraft gun. Yeah. Horrible, really.
I think when you say not all bad, I think what you mean is he is all bad, but just that he eats hamburgers too.
What do you think, like, it's going to mean for the future of the world?
I don't know. We can't have... The problem I'm seeing in my mind, my naive little brain, is got some red flags up because I feel like we have too many crazies in power right now. I feel like you can only deal with one crazy in the world at a time. It's like, okay, we can deal with, Saddam Hussein. We can deal with...
Do you think he's got jealous? Like, he's like, everyone's fucking talking about Trump so much. Like, guys, I've got some kudos on the crazy scale.
He certainly does.
I think he's got jealous. I don't think this is to do with anything other than not fucking mad eye.
We can't deal with it, though. That's the trouble. We can only deal with one crazy at a time. And now I'm a little bit worried that there are too many out there. And it's just getting over, you know, we are not trained to deal with this yet.
I know, we need that. What's that film when all the baddies of the superheroes come together and they fight the others? They have like
Roadhouse.
They have like Deadpool and Batman. Not Batman. He's not included in it. And the crazy lady who's married to the Joker.
What?
This is a film from last year called the something and then a number eight. The
Fantastic.
No.
Fantastic Eight.
I watched
adjective and number. Is it
anyway? All the bad baddies come together because of the government, and they have to fight off another baddie. It's a classic storyline. Do you know what? Thank you very much, guys. I think we've got slightly clearer ideas on probably more of the rumours that go on behind Kim.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
And if anything, we've walked away with more fear about too many crazies and too many discreet ways to kill people. So, yeah, thanks for that, Sophie.
But if anyone does want to email in with ways that they think that might be more subtle or useful into killing some of the crazies, then they are very welcome. Thank you.
Or ways in which you do Trump.
Ew, yes. Stop.
But your mind's reading that, actually, Christine. So let Linda have his time. Thank you, guys. That was the facts.
Task Force.
So we'll move swiftly on to, this might be the news' second round, which is Task Force. And as you know, the Oscars are coming around the corner next week. Yeah. And within
they're pronounced Oscar.
is that what they say in America?
Yeah, that's the technical. All our American listeners will know, and they'll back them. This is pronounced Oscar.
Oscar.
Thank you.
Well, I've had a call from Oscar. I've had a call from Oscar. He is the golden figure that you'll see them carrying away with. There's a few of him.
Golden boy.
But I've had the one that they're all replicas. I've had a call from the main one.
The big boy.
Yeah, and he's called me and said, okay, Sophie, I got a load of money.
Where from, Oscar?
I don't like to say where I'm from.
No, not where you're from. Where's the money from?
Oh, I can't tell you that either. But I got 30 million pounds, and I want you, and I want myself to get myself an Oscar, because I don't have one.
That's sad.
I know. I might be the Oscar, but I ain't got no Oscar. So I want you to deliver me a pitch, which is going to get me an Oscar.
Well, that pitch itself is worthy of Oscar, Sophie.
So you basically saying, can we pitch
a film?
It's
not me, it's Oscar asking, but that's
Oscar wants us to make Oscar bait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oscar bait being
when you make a film for the sole purpose of winning an Oscar, even though you know no one's going to really want to see it because it's too dark and depressing and really, 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 really long. But, you know, they're only doing it so they can get an Oscar.
Right, not bitter about that at all.
Well, I've got no ties to it, but, you know, you just see some films come out and you're like, oh, no one has time to watch that, but now I know I have to watch it because everyone's going to be talking about it. But it's probably going to be really sad and emotional. And
yeah, long. Have you got any in mind?
I don't want to say, because usually they're about some sort of really sort of sensitive issue. And so if you name one, you're basically...
Well, I tell you one that springs to mind for me. Harrowing film. I kept calling it 12 Days a Slave, but it was 12,
just going 12. There, just going there straight away.
12 Years a Slave.
Can I tell you a genuine
so good,
story? I met the director for that this week. And I didn't know
Clang.
I met him.
Name drop!
I didn't know I did, and I had seen something at BAFTA, and I sort of was walking out. God, I'm really name dropping. This is really embarrassing. I want to stop.
But what did you say?
I just was, because I didn't know why I was there, like I just got invited, and I was sort of just tagging along.
Are you basically saying you were at the BAFTAs?
Not the BAFTAs, at the building, watching a screening for a new thing that's coming out, and I just didn't know who was who, and so I kept saying to everyone, oh, brilliant, because it's for the cast and the crew that were involved in the making of this film, and I was like, oh, brilliant, that was so good, really well done. I kept saying that to everyone, even though I didn't know who anyone was, and then at the end I was like...
It's a solid way to go, though, if you're those things, I
yeah,
imagine.
But I, the last guy, I remember I made eye contact, I was like, oh, so, so good, thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, can I just say for the listeners, she's actually doing a sort of prayer.
Yeah,
she's doing that. So she's sort of praying to these people that actually saying this.
I genuinely had my hand in
that?
Prayer position, yeah.
Because that's very, like, more of a... That's maybe what King Jong-un would probably be doing.
No, I don't know why I did it. I just was, trying to be like, oh, thanks so much. And then I left, and then my friend was like, do you know who that was? And I was like, no. She's like, that was John Ridley. He was the director of that, and also a director of 12 Years a Slave. And I was like... Oh no, why did I do that stupid movement with my hands?
But I feel like you're actually then one step ahead of Linda here, because you've probably got a few of his juices and zests coming from him, from meeting him.
Ew.
What juices?
No, stop thinking so dodgy about it, Christine. Your mind is filled.
In the gutter. Get out.
Get it out.
Okay, continue.
Right.
On. Juices
maybe...
and zests. How am I not supposed to interpret that any differently? But okay.
But maybe he's... influenced you so you can you'll be good at this.
Okay.
So who's gonna start us off?
Okay.
Do you wanna start us off, Linda?
I could start you off, you know, I'm more than happy.
Ew.
I think...
I'm just kidding that time.
Guys,
well,
it's almost like
it's
I know I feel the I'm inside the marriage now. Like, it can't be this disgusting. And when we were together, you can't be like this. Like, it's not fair on me. Okay.
I'll kick off. So, Oscars. Let's think about Oscars.
Well, hello. Sorry. He's always listening.
Sorry, Oscars.
He is always listening.
Is okay, so you've got... What's won Oscars recently? So you've got your sort of biopic, haven't you? Music or political sort of biopic. You know, they've been done. They're gone. They're not going to win the Oscar now because they're too close to the bone, too recent.
Yeah, too recent. You're right, because it comes in waves, doesn't it?
Comes in waves. You've got your war films. They're, you know, potentially you're looking for a comeback, or a bit of Hacksaw Ridge, but they're also maybe a bit overdone. Too many war films. You had American Sniper last year. Not going to happen.
Okay.
You've got your sort of overcoming adversity film.
Oh, I like them, those.
Yeah, they're good. Subgenre, the disability film. So, yeah, I Am Sam.
Wait a minute. You did the same thing I did. You just Googled Oscar bait, didn't you? And it came up with keywords.
Right.
What? No.
And I don't think you're allowed to interrupt yet.
Sorry.
Sorry, am I stealing your sandwiches? You should have gone first.
Okay,
am I stealing your sandwiches? Where did you get that phrase?
And which sandwiches are you stealing?
All the Oscar sandwiches.
Not the tuna.
No.
Continue.
Definitely not tuna's awful.
Anyways, continue onwards. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
You've broken my flow, but you've got the subgenre is the disability. So you've got I Am Sam, Sean Penn, you've got Beautiful Mind, Schizophrenic, you've got Me and My Left Foot, Daniel Day-Lewis,
mm-hmm.
you know, all fantastic.
Solid.
Oscar winning films, I think. So you've got that. Well, what else have we done? We've got this sort of the law courtroom-based film. So, you know, plucky Erin Brockovich.
Oh, I liked Erin Brockovich.
So you've got sort of legal overturning Milk. That's another sort of issue-based one.
Right, so what's yours? Cut to the chase.
Yeah, go ahead.
The sports film. Hasn't happened in a while.
Ooh, what, like Michael
Jordan?
I love
sports
Space
film.
Jam.
Space Jam 2. Space Jam 2.
It's needed to happen for some time. I actually heard it is happening, Space Jam
no.
2. Genuinely. I'm going to Google this later.
The monsters are back.
Yeah, welcome to the... I think I read somewhere that they are definitely doing a sequel.
Okay.
Do you know the best bit of... Sorry, slight tangent. The World Cup, England... I know Rory likes to talk about football.
May he rest in peace.
So this is for the Rory
fans, for you. After the World Cup, where England went out to Iceland, as we all know, and Ian Wright, the pundit, was and former footballer, was talking about England's performance, and he compared England to Space Jam. That was... and he said it was like the monsters had stolen England's power. So maybe... the sequel to Space Jam could be about the England football team, and you could have like the monsters stealing.
Metaphorical.
Metaphorical and literal, stealing their power before the Iceland game, then failing, and then maybe Michael Jordan again comes
could
back.
Could it also, I mean, I'm with you here, but like, what are some of the traits of it? I feel like you're going to have another metaphor in there. And also a little love interest.
Love interest.
Yeah.
In Space Jam.
Yeah,
there is though, isn't there?
Jessica Rabbit or whatever.
I mean, that could be the boundary we're breaking down between cartoons and humans.
Well, I think it's fine as long as there's a metaphor.
Ooh, that's good. Breaking down barriers, cartoons and humans. Who's cartoon and who's human?
Well, then it could be cyborg-esque, couldn't it?
We've had
just throwing that in there, but
cyborg and a cartoon cyborg.
Well, because
I was thinking about Jessica Rabbit, you know, bring her back. She seems still to be popular.
But that's current, you know, like cyborgs, you know, all the shows with cyborgs in.
Like what?
Humans.
Ex Machina. That almost won Oscar, didn't it?
Yes, that Machina, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Who knows?
Pretty sure you pronounce that
so
in America, they pronounce it Machina.
And that's why you're pronouncing it, Linda. So pitch me this film. So the film, right, pitch me the film so I'm just clear.
Well, it's now involving Space Jam, so, okay.
Well,
the England football team. It's 2016. They've come off a hard defeat against the Iceland. The press is going mad and calling for their blood. So they enlist the help of the Toons from Space Jam and Michael Jordan. They go into that like cartoon world.
Is Michael Jordan still about?
Yeah, he's still about. He's all.
He would do it, definitely.
He'd definitely do it. You've got Wayne Rooney there training with Bugs Bunny.
Is he our hero, Wayne?
Well,
God help us.
Yeah, true.
I don't know much about football, but I know I don't like it.
Out of shape. Bugs like gets them to lose, shed a few pounds, and
yeah, they've all put on a few pounds. I like the idea of that.
They're all a little bit out of shape, and you've got the
one of them smokes weed.
Yep, definitely.
He's gone off the wagon, you know, like almost mixing with train spotting. There could be a drug addiction involved.
There's a drug addiction, so Daffy Duck's helping him out with that.
It's Daffy Duck together.
I think Daffy's the one with the problem.
Daffy's supplying.
Potentially, yeah.
No, but that's the twist.
Daffy's
been supplying.
But he's an excellent writer as well. He writes down all the stories that the Looney Tunes had throughout their days.
Michael Jordan comes back. He can't play football, but he, you know, he transcends that, doesn't he? So it's it's a film about redemption, essentially. It's about redemption, you know, coming off the defeat of Iceland. You've got the next World Cup in Russia. Political angle.
Excellent.
Hooligans.
Mm. Whoa.
The Looney Tunes fight the hooligans.
Songs.
Looney Tunes. Okay. Are you putting songs in it?
Oh. Yeah, they've got me. There's always one. R. Kelly getting back.
Yeah, we can bring R. Kelly back into
do we?
Sort of like a Russian flavoured R&B song.
Kind of, you know, misogynist in power at the minute anyway, so.
Okay. I mean, I love this. Now, Christine.
My pitch.
What do you think?
So, I feel like La La Land, the one thing that bugs me about it is because it's about everybody in LA, right? So if you are...
Have you been to LA?
Duh.
I'm American.
I'm kind of from near there.
I only got a passport when I was 25, but I have been to LA.
I was 19 when I got my passport. I honestly don't know why there's so much hate all of a sudden. But anyways, okay, so La La Land, so it's... narcissistic in my mind for people from LA who are involved in the film business to be like, La La Land is the best thing ever. It wasn't the best thing ever. It was a good film. It was fun. It was cute. Whatever. We had some good songs in there, but ultimately it's not an Oscar winning film. I don't understand how it got this far. They're basically what's happened is LA people, all the people involved in the Academy Awards, have watched it and been like, oh my god, it represents everything I went through and my struggles to get where I am. And they're like, this is brilliant. It just really speaks to me. And then they were like, let's nominate it. And it got too far, right?
So, Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah. They love watching themselves up there. Just like, oh god, this is so LA. It's so what it's like. Oh my god. My whole life was like that. And like, look at how far I've come. And now I'm judging.
Do you know what? I just want to shout out to our American listeners again. We do really appreciate you, and we don't just think this is a sweeping generalisation.
No, I can say this. No, this is LA specific. These are industry people.
I can say this because I'm American.
Yeah.
That classic. I love that one.
No.
I can say this
because I'm saying La La Land. This is industry specific. Because yeah. Have you seen the film?
I have seen the film.
Okay. So it's very specific to people who want to be actresses or jazz musicians. You know, you're like, ah, oh, give me a break. I can't. Yeah. There's other things going on in the world right
now.
Can I
just interject? And this has absolutely nothing to do with what you're saying. And I apologize for interrupting. But I went to see the film with my granny. We went to an old cinema, which I never thought even existed. But it was so funny to the point that when the film finished, I turned round and there was an auditorium in a theatre, because it was a projector, it wasn't an actual screen, and all I could see was a sea of probably about 500, 600 white heads.
Yeah.
It took me 45 minutes to get out the auditorium, because everyone had walking sticks.
Just shuffling along.
But most of the feedback coming out of that was
that... They
loved
it.
No.
Oh.
I think they were all a bit disappointed there wasn't a happy ending.
Yeah, there wasn't. Oh, shh. Don't ruin it for the listeners. But anyways, long story short, LA and by proxy the Academy Awards love a little bit of narcissism. So I think the next key is to make a film about the Oscars and all the shit that goes down behind the scenes.
I'm just saying, do you think I can be in it?
Yeah, I think you got a part, my friend. I cast you.
Actor.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, who got the better gift basket and all that kind of shit. And probably put some music in there and everyone will fucking love it.
Right, like, okay. I'm sensing bitterness is what I'm sensing. But where's the hope in this story?
The hope is that, well...
I really feel like I'm sort of taking the role of the exec quite...
Yeah, you are. You're really good.
Seriously.
I didn't actually come with a story arc. It was just more of like a kind of general idea.
I'm a rom-com lover.
I haven't
what
really
era are we setting?
Thought out that. Well, again, I haven't really thought through a lot of these details. I just think all we have to do is make a film about the Oscars and people will go fucking gaga for it at the Oscars. And they'll be like, this is great. It represents everything I believe in. And then, boom,
Where's the story about the plucky young guy who wants to be a chartered accountant, you know, and sacrifices quite a lot to become...
Well, that will never get through, Ali, because they don't see themselves in that.
Unless there's some sort of scandal around the accountancy firm.
Or
it's like Wolf of Wall Street.
Or if there's some political intrigue or a disability or war crime or something.
Do you know what? I like both your ideas, but I think... I don't know. My voice has changed.
Oscar, is it you?
What's that Oscar?
Sorry, I've been taken over by someone else. I've been given to another Academy Award winner. Not Academy Award.
Seen in Ghost. Whoopi?
No, I think that Linda's pitch is... It just seems stronger, and also it had elements. I think the kids are going to love it.
Mm.
I think football is really big here, however much I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered by it. I'm apathetic. And I really think it's going to strike a chord with a lot of... That's a big fan base.
I want to say that sport films are my absolute favourite genre, so I'm totally in agreement with you.
Sport again.
Sports.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, listeners. That's another little tip we've got there.
That is actually our foreplay, so...
Say Waitrose again.
And with that, I think we will move on to the last thing, which is the quiz.
What?
Quiz? Don't get turned on by that, please, Linda. So the quiz. Now, most regular listeners will know I'm not great at the quiz. This time, I've decided I'm obviously doing the quiz. So
yeah, I hope it's easier because Rory makes them so hard.
Listen to that, Rory.
Rory, your quizzes are super tough.
Christine, do you prefer me in this role?
I'm just saying that it... I mean, quiz pending, you know.
Yeah.
I just think...
I mean, Rory, I miss you. Please come back. But let's start the quiz. Question one. So, obviously, you've not been on this. I'll ask you a series. I've got five questions for you here.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe you know the answer, you need to say your name, Linda, and then that's sort of your buzz.
Got it.
Okay. Do you want to practice?
Linda.
Linda from the East End of London. Great. Good start. Okay. Ashton Kutcher.
What is the subject of this quiz?
Linda, please.
That's not news. No news starts with Ashton Kutcher unless he's been murdered.
Oh, my God. Ashton Kutcher, let me finish my question.
Yeah, just
the hunky man from That 70s Show, as well as other films, where he's also hunky in, is in the news this week. For what reason?
Oh, God, I did read this.
You read it? What are you reading? I've no idea.
No, wait. Give me like a second.
You can buzz in whenever you like, because I haven't...
Oh, I don't want to buzz until I definitely know.
Well, you're the only one going to know, so I'm going to have to hurry you here.
Oh, just tell me.
He actually is doing some really, real good. He has managed to save 2,000 children from being victims of trafficking with his new charity.
Oh, I actually didn't know that. I thought it was something else.
Yeah.
That's great.
What a legend.
Well done, AK. Okay.
So, do you take back what you just said there, Linda?
No.
Why?
Do you not like him?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But you don't know him.
Do you know what? You can talk about this later in the bed. Okay. Who has Tom Jones started dating recently?
What? He's not. He's got a long-term wife. What's
Guess
he up
how
to?
Old he is. No, she died last year.
Oh.
I know.
He's back on the game.
Yeah, he's 76.
Redemption. 76.
He's a famous person.
I have no idea, actually.
He has been recently spotted donning some blue suede shoes.
Lisa Marie... Linda.
Go.
Lisa Marie Presley.
No.
I thought you'd give me a clue. No.
Yeah, that was a clue.
Oh, right.
But that's not the right Presley.
That actually... Oh, no. There's another Presley?
Not Presley's ex-wife.
Oh, Priscilla.
Say your name.
Christine.
Yeah.
Your name.
Priscilla Presley.
Yes!
No oh, way! Shit!
Yeah!
Oh, no, TJ! TJ! Are you kidding me? That's no, royalty! No. Yeah. You can't go there!
He went there.
Well, what's his name? Christy. What's the singer? Christy. Something Christy.
This is another quiz question.
No, this is just. Anyway, that mate of theirs was like, yeah, it's actually really nice.
Oh, sweet. So, what's Priscilla been up to? We virtually know nothing.
Well, exactly. And TJ's been single a year now. And
wow.
You know, he's probably got needs, you know?
Yeah. Cool.
Anyway, question number three. So, we've got 1-0 to Christine. Name three films up for Oscar nomination
Linda.
For best film. Go.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yep.
La La Land.
Yeah.
And Fences.
Well done.
That's good.
That was a nice, you know.
That was really good. It's weird though that you were just looking at your phone during that. I just think you
no
should.
No phone's
probably...
present.
Well, the listeners, you know, you just have to take word for it, right?
This next question is, I feel like you're going to, it's probably more of an English question, but Dick Bruner is a Dutch illustrator, and he died this week at the age of 89. Sad. What children's book did he illustrate? I'll give you a clue. It's about an animal. A domestic animal. You don't know at all.
Linda Spot the Dog.
Spot the Dog was a legendary children's book, but it is not the legendary children's book that I'm thinking of.
I feel like I know this too. I think it's in there somewhere.
Okay.
Give me a second to dig.
She's metaphorically digging, listeners, as she closes her eyes.
Gritting her teeth.
She's like Dumbledore when he's got his pensive out.
Well, I can't dig if you're distracting me with all these similes.
Just say you don't know.
So much sass today, Christine.
Don't pretend you know and think hard.
Guys, time's run out.
I don't know.
Guys, time's run out, and the answer is Miffy.
Ew, I don't even know.
Ew!
Why
do you
remember
Miffy?
I remember Miffy.
Ew, oh, God, what's a Miffy?
Does it sound wrong?
Mind out the gutter, what's wrong with you today?
Linda, I think you need to be a little bit more tentative. Okay,
Miffy.
We're gonna.
I've never that disqualified. I've never even heard.
We're
of
one
Miffy.
All. Yeah.
Sorry to the guy. I'm sure he was lovely.
No, he was.
I'm really sad about his passing.
I'm sure that a lot of listeners out there will remember
but
Miffy with fond memories.
Marketed more towards.
It's a rabbit.
States. Oh, Miffy the
not
rabbit.
Not like a naughty rabbit, as your mind seemed to be sorting out. Okay, so we've got two all. This is it. This is the question.
Dark rabbit.
This is the question. What bank this week banned lunchtime drinking?
Linda.
Go.
It's not a bank. First of all.
Oh, shit. Linda's sassy.
Woo!
Lloyd's London.
Is that not a bank?
I think exchange trading floor for insurance.
Okay. 2 points.
Yes.
But I think you should take 1 point away for being kind of a know-it-all.
Well, still, what? It does leave Linda in the lead.
Okay, fine.
Either way.
With a 2-1 result. Well, thanks very much.
I just want to say that's better than I ever did on Rory's quizzes.
Okay.
Bye, love you, Rory. Come back.
Well, thanks very much, guys, for coming. Thank you, Linda, for your first.
It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for all your information.
If I'm wanted back, I'll come back.
Thank you so much, both of you. And I look forward to having Rory back next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
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 That was Oscar.
Hey, Oscar.